Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kurt Kenny, San Diego Union Tribune, joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Kurt, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, guys. How about yourself?
We're doing well. We've been, Chris actually brought up the fact that today, if the Padres are unsuccessful,
I only brought it up because Kirk told me.
Oh.
So just so you know that.
I
did not know this, but he told me.
Or so unsuccessful in throwing a no-hitter today, they will, tie the record?
Is that right,
they
Kirk?
They tie it
today, yes, right? They're at 50 years and 37 days, something like that?
50 years, 1 month, and 8 days.
Okay.
Will be tomorrow.
Do you have the hours? Do you have the hours on this?
Well, let's see. That's too much for me.
Yeah, that's too much. But that's going to set the record tomorrow.
So tonight would tie the Mets, 8,019 games since their inception without a no-hitter.
8,019 games. Wow.
Yep.
Has anybody, this is not a fair question, but you're the type that might have done this, Kirk. Has anybody actually divided the number of no-hitters into the amount of games? I mean, what is the normal rate for a no-hitter? Like once every 3,000 games, every 4,000 games? Do you know what I'm asking?
I haven't done it that way. There have been exactly 300. The guy for the A's that pitched
last week,
I believe, was number 300. So that's about 2.5 a year, right?
2.5 a year. Okay. So
now,
and then the Padres are zero for 50 years.
And 1 month.
And 1 month and 8 days and 4 hours and 12 minutes.
Kurt, so.
part of the crazy thing is they've had all these close calls. They've got 31 hitters. They've got 22 games that went into the seventh, and they were still had a chance. And somehow it's been spoiled every time.
Now Chris Young is the closest so far, right?
Twice they've gone to the last out, Chris Young being one of those.
Who was the other?
I believe it was a combined no-hitter a couple years ago that they didn't quite pull off. So I would tell you exactly, but, you know, I'm writing about it for tomorrow, so people listening, you know, if you want to pick up the Union Tribune tomorrow, there's a couple stories on this.
Yes, you get to get all the information tomorrow.
That's a very nice tease
there,
Kirk.
That's a good tease, Kirk. All right, let me ask you this. Is Clay Kirby going to be mentioned in your story?
He will be mentioned at least twice.
At least twice. All right, then I won't ruin why you're going to mention him. I won't ruin that.
Here's the beauty of this, and only I figured this out. Actually, I think somebody else did. But
now you're sounding like Scraby.
Well, geez, can you edit that part out?
Can you edit that part out? He says.
Oh, there's a promo there.
Okay, go back to 1970, and this guy Clay Kirby has a chance. He's gone eight. No-hit innings. Padres are down 1-0, and Preston Gomez pinch hits for him. So he doesn't get the no-hitter, and the Padres give up a hit. The reliever gives up a hit in the ninth, so they don't get the no-hitter. Ever since then, that's been called the curse of Clay Kirby. Now, let's bring this full circle. The way pitching is today, I think it's doubtful that a starter is going to, especially with their pitch limits, going to be able to go the distance. So who would finish up the game probably?
Kirby Yates. I see what you're doing there. I see what you're doing there.
If the Padres ever get a no-hitter, Kirby Yates might be the guy on the mound to get it. Very good, Clerk.
As long as maybe he sticks around another
50 years. Yeah, he might have to come on. He might have to stick around for 50 more years, though. I don't know. Chris Paddock seems to be the most likely. I'm assuming you've asked a bunch of people if they think it can happen, and I would imagine his name has come up a couple of times somewhere along
the way. Because
he just seems like he's got the stuff.
Right. He was pretty much the unanimous choice. In fact, it's funny, in high school, his very first high school win was a no-hitter, and he ended up pitching about four no-hitters, I believe, in high school. Now, that was a little bit easier. I think the hitters weren't quite as good.
Yeah,
and on
I
top
think
of
you're
that,
right.
You only had to go seven innings.
Right. But still.
And, you know, most of those guys, I think, at the lower levels, they've done that. But obviously it's a little bit more difficult at this level. And if you're the Padres, it's even more difficult. Now, you know, if I were them, I would spin it in a positive manner. I could say, you guys, anybody that comes to a game has the potential to see history by seeing the first Padres no-hitter.
Right. And that's going to hopefully not continue. Now, it would really, what would really, really be something is if your story comes out tomorrow and right next to it is a picture of Matt Strom jumping up with Kirby Yates because they just threw a no-hitter and missed the record by one day after all of this. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah, and I'm sure that's a good likelihood of happening.
No, it's not. We know. It's not. What? Why is it that some teams get them all the time? What is people's theory? I mean, the Dodgers, I think, have how many? 50 of these things? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I think it's more like 25. But you bring up a point. Since the Padres came into being, there have been 133. Here's one of my favorite notes. So the Padres and the Montreal Expos came in at the same time in 1969. You want to give a guess how long it took the Montreal Expos to pitch a no-hitter?
2 years.
Yeah, less. I'd say Bill Stoneman did it in the second year. Yeah, Bill Stoneman. Was that it?
He is correct. You are correct. He's the one who did it. He did it in their ninth game of existence.
Ninth game? Wow.
Yeah.
So they got that out of the way really fast.
Right. And then he threw one a year or two later for good measure.
The interesting thing, too, about the Padres is that they've been no-hit by some of the all-time no-names. Like Bud Smith of the Cardinals is one that jumps to mind.
Right.
And then the one that A.J. Burnett threw against them with like 10 walks, was it?
Yeah,
maybe the worst no-hitter ever pitched. But how many times?
The Dodgers threw the combined one. They've been no-hit 10 times.
10 times. Man. All right.
Twice by Lincecum.
Yep, I was part of one of those.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
It's the worst feeling in the world as a player being no hit, isn't it? People think, you know, you want to all be sitting in on history. To me, it seems like if your team is being no hit, you don't want any part of that.
Yeah, I've been a part of four of them. Verlander, twice by the Giants, once by Lincecum, once by Sanchez.
Oh,
Jonathan Sanchez.
Yeah.
Did you ever try dropping a... Did you ever try dropping a bunt?
Yeah, I think I fouled it off, and then I was like, oh, that's the only chance I'm going to do that one.
Can't do it again. Yeah. Well,
I mean, because part of the culture is that you can't drop a bunt, you know, the unwritten rule. But there's one the Padres lost. Bob Ochenko had it in the 70s, and it got broken up by a bunt by Steve Garvey.
Yeah, Bob Brantley is still mad to this day
about
Ben Davis bunting with Curt Schilling.
But I didn't realize the Garve did that to the Padres one time.
That's right. That's probably why my dad was like, hey, Ben, go ahead and do it. I saw Garve do it at one point.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, it was 0-0, so it was obviously a game where you're trying to get a base runner.
Of course. You should try to win the game beyond all else.
That's a dumb... If that's an unwritten rule, that's a dumb one, by the way.
It is.
The object is to win the game.
But since it's unwritten, though, you can't erase it.
Touche, Kirk. Touche.
Kirk's got a lot of good lines today. He's on a roll.
Well, I've been saving them up since last time I was on.
Well, we'll look forward to the story tomorrow in the paper. We'll hope that this record, if it is broken tomorrow night, doesn't last a whole lot longer because it would be fun to finally get a no-hitter. The only serious wish that I have, and I think of things along the lines of a broadcaster, but Ted Leitner has got to be there for that no-hitter. He can't have the day off.
No.
You know what I mean? And if I'm not mistaken, when Tyson Ross went after his last year in Arizona, it was you and Jesse calling that game, wasn't it?
No, he was there. I don't know. Ted wasn't there, but I wasn't there for sure.
Oh, wasn't you?
No.
But I just don't want somebody to throw a no-hitter and have Ted
down. Didn't it almost happen twice last year?
It was close
a
couple of times.
One of
them
Ted wasn't there for, and he was furious about it. So.
It was close.
Well, they should just let him know the night it's going to be so he can make sure to be there.
Of course they should. Kirk, thank you for coming on, man. We'll make sure everybody goes out and gets that Union Tribune so they can read your terrific article.
I'll look forward to it tomorrow. Thanks, Kirk.
All right.
Good stuff.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Kirk Kenny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.